And this one's a little bit different because it's all about BJ Austin. After 30-plus years in broadcasting, the last six at KERA, she's retiring, and today's her last day. We're saying goodbye to someone who's delivered standout stories and filled the airwaves and our newsroom with contagious positive energy.
Hey, it's BJ Austin with KERA Radio. Thanks so much.
This Fort Worth native knows North Texas highways, back roads, dart lanes, bike lanes, and her share of City Hall benches. She's worked at, just a handful of stations.
WGST, WNEW, WGSO, WTIX, KEWS.
And while the awards she's racked up from the Associated Press, Texas Medical Association, and so on look nice next to her New Orleans Saints memorabilia, her passion is the people stories.
You learn a whole lot about that person, about the situation, and frankly, also about yourself.
And people are always at the heart of her reporting.
Until last year, 47-year-old Ronnie Porter of Oak Cliff could not read. For years,
he slips his left arm into the prosthesis with the help of a special sleeve that protects it as it
slides
into
the socket.
Smith says
the attitude toward football concussions has certainly changed. Volunteers are chopping up downed tree limbs and picking up debris piece by piece in the modest Rancho Brazos in North Dallas County cities about aerial spraying. This is the first time he's brought ostrich races to the state fair. Two dozen.
Yes, the new Big Tex has a butt.
Southwest Fort Worth, a small boxy machine with a round head works daily in the operating room.
Now, BJ's retiring, but we're not going to let her disappear from the airwaves altogether.
And I just can't let you say goodbye.
She'll drop back in occasionally with that distinctive drawl and a wink.
Like butter. BJ Austin, KERA News.
But you can't leave, so please don't try. But I just can't let you say goodbye.